Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mark Davis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Brenly and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is walked intentionally. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Davis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Trillo moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. Trillo moves to third. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Brenly reaches second base with a double. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to second. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Say for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauer moves to third. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruthven hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruthven bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Durham moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Say. Youngblood moves to third. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Davis reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Moreland goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Mark Davis. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruthven for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Smith now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leonard moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Richards pinch hits for Bob Brenly. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Nicosia now catching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Matthews strikes out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pittman pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Mel Hall now playing right field. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. LeMaster scores. Clark moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.